from the Johns Hopkins University Brain Science Institute.
Just in the past decade, we've had a 30% increase in the rate of suicide, particularly among the young adults and children. And suicide now is among the top 10 causes of death across all age ranges. And last year, for the first time, there were more deaths due to suicide than motor vehicle accidents.
Dr. Adam Kaplan is an assistant professor of psychiatry and neurology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He says depression is a growing problem in our society and is linked to higher suicide rates. Today on Brain Talk, how his award-winning digital tool, mood247.com, is working to help treat depression.
So it came about really because we were doing MS research and trying to understand better how inflammation affects the brain and causes things like cognitive impairment as well as depression.
Dr. Kaplan says being able to track a patient's mood can help diagnose problems and can help evaluate treatment programs to see if they're working.
We tried to do pencil and paper recording of patients' moods, and that has been shown to be about 10% of the time they're compliant, and that's pretty awful in terms of the kinds of issues.
Patients who sign up to mood247.com are sent a text message each day reminding them to log in and note their mood.
The compliance rate, because it uses the patient's own technology, the technology that they already own and have strapped to their belt or by their bedside, the compliance rate is 90% as a result of that. And that information gets tracked daily over time. And when the patients come back in, they are able to share that information. And that information they sign up online, the healthcare provider or a family member for that matter, gets access online to the patient's mood chart in real time. So the patient can call me up in between visits and say, look, my mood hasn't been going so well. Can you take a look? And I can look at the mood chart with them and we can come up with a plan. So we're getting good information, and 90% compliance means it's also the kind of information we need that the patients can fill out easily.
Doctors can make notes on a patient's entry, and information can be shared with other principal caregivers and hospitals. Dr. Kaplan says sharing medical records is important for treatment of psychiatric patients.
In fact, we did a study just this year showing that those hospitals where they share their psychiatric records with the medical practitioners involved in the care of psychiatric patients have a up to 40% decreased rate of readmission of their psychiatric patients as compared to those hospitals that don't share that information.
According to Dr. Kaplan, one in every two adults has a chronic medical condition. So, he says, sharing of medical information is important for any illness.
Basically, it has been studied and shown that up to 16 physicians are involved in the care of a patient per year who has a chronic condition, and yet none of those 16 physicians are coordinating their care in any way.
Dr. Kaplan says he's seen the mood tracking work with his patients.
Had one patient call me up and say, look, I'm having side effects from the medicine, and I haven't had any improvement in my mood. Can I just stop the medicine? And so I said, well, hold on. And I looked at her mood chart, and she only remembered the past 5 days when she said no improvement in her mood. And when I looked back, she'd actually started the medicine over 10 days earlier, and it had already had a dramatic improvement in her mood. She just didn't remember 10 days. She only remembered the last few days. So I said, actually, you've had a significant improvement. Why don't you go ahead and see if the side effects abate? And she's done brilliantly ever since.
Mood247.com is a collaboration between Johns Hopkins University and Remedy Health Media, the owners of HealthCentral.com. For more information on treating depression, log on to brainscienceinstitute.org. I'm Dale Connolly, and from Johns Hopkins University, this is Brain Talk.